Is Europe dying? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Remember when Greece was a carefree place full of sunshine, wine, and happy people snapping their fingers to the balalaika?
One quarter of Greek people are unemployed. You see long lines outside soup kitchens. Thousands of people are sleeping on the streets.
That's not a recession that CBS's Clarissa Ward is describing. That's the Great Depression. And how much breathing room does Greece's new government have?
Greece is expected to run out of money on July 20th.
1 month. Oh, but there's more. Remember when Spain was a carefree place of sunshine, bullfights, and castanets?
Spain's cost of borrowing is up above 7%. Now, that's a very magic level. It's the point at which Ireland, Greece, and Portugal were all forced to seek bailouts.
And if you ask Jill Schlesinger from CBSMoneyWatch.com why Greece and Spain should matter to us, she, unfortunately, has a very quick answer.
A couple of things happen. The financial system freezes up. Europe goes into a deep recession. We stop exporting as much stuff to Europe. Our stock market craters. Your 401k account goes down.
Okay, enough. Is there any place left to go in the world where nobody is constantly worried about the economy?
We've got more jobs than we can fill.
In fact, there is. This is Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
We have a state budget surplus, economic opportunities across the board.
North Dakota is so rich, they just voted to keep paying their property tax even though they could have repealed it. See you in Fargo. I hope they have castanets. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.